now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones.
Hey everyone, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Guten Tag everyone, Jürgen here.
Oh, Al Pacino here. I listen to the SNL Premier League podcast on V2Football.com.
Now on V2Football.com. The same ass when I came.
Your boy. Welcome everybody to the SNL Premier League podcast. I'm sorry, I've just seen a picture of Mick Attlee on the television at Manchester United. He's looking rough, isn't he?
Apparently, he was caught the other day having sex with a rabbit.
Mick Attlee?
Mick Attlee, yeah. People looked over the fence, and there he was, holding back the ears. And all you could say was, but he's too tight to mention.
Love it, son. Love it. You're not going to top that. Join us next week, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, before we get into... We are, of course, the Ash and Al Premier League podcast on V2Football. On V2Football.com. And we are sponsored, of course, Al, by ArtOfFootball.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get on their website because, as we know, they're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the beauty of those split-second moments. The moments you never forget as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design, so your T-shirt or print, whatever you buy, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter, search for them on Facebook and Instagram. And not only that, fill your basket up, enter the promo code Ash and Al at checkout and get 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. So, before we crack on with the football, very good. Is that a lightsaber?
Lightsaber.
Blow up lightsaber.
Yeah, it's very clever. It has like a button inside, okay? You get it in, I got it in the LC.
LC Leisure Centre?
Yeah, LC Leisure Centre. What we do, it comes out in the little balls in a £1 machine.
Oh, yeah.
What we do, you press a button inside.
Yeah.
And it must release some air or something. It's like a bubble of air.
Oh, yeah. And then
it just
inflates itself.
Inflates up. The other day, it was rock art, I've got to say, but it's gone down a bit. It's gone limp now.
No one likes a limp lightsaber, son. But I remember, obviously, the pound machines now, when I was a kid, they were 20p machines.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of Hubba Bubba. Loved the stuff out. Cola flavour especially.
Still do.
But if you got any nouse about ya, you got any smarts about ya, you get a penny, one penny, wrap it in a Hubba Bubba wrapper.
Yeah.
And the machine thinks it's a 20p pence piece.
See?
Boom! You know what I mean? You've won the lottery then.
Won a lottery.
You're 7, 8 years old. You know what I mean? You've won the lottery.
You stick it in, man, son. Well, you get five wrappers in the pack of Hubba Bubba.
Five wrappers in the pack.
There you go, bang. 5p, wasting 5p there.
That's fine. You're not wasting, son, you're winning.
You're not wasting.
Anyway, we'll crack on with the football, shall we? Plenty to talk about. Plenty of ones and zeros in the scores this week, Al. It was like a digital switch over, son.
It was, wasn't it? By recorder.
We're under the Friday night lights. We had a game, Al.
Which I totally forgot.
You forgot about the Friday
totally
night game,
forgot.
Son. Non-uniform day on Sky Sports.
Totally forgot.
They all had to bring in 50p. Give it to old Jeff for non-uniform day. Bournemouth against Brighton. Bournemouth coming out 2-1 winners. Arthur Brighton went 1-0 up as well through Solly March.
Yes.
And Andrew Sermon, Jermaine Defoe.
Yeah, Jordan Ibb.
I think.
Take a bow.
Two assists. Yeah. Little back heel. Oh, beauty. That's sexy, that is. Sexy football.
I did manage to catch up and watch it,
I did watch most of it. It was a decent game. Brighton had, they went 1-0 up, and they deserved to be 1-0 up. But after that, they went, they sort of lost their shape a little bit, and they carried on attacking too much, if that's possible, in the Premier League. They sort of went for it a bit too much, undisciplined a little bit. And obviously Bournemouth came back with two goals in, I think, 6 or 7 minutes, was it? to take the 2-1 lead. But all credit for Brighton, the way they played. And I just think they were a little bit too gung-ho after the goal.
Gung-ho!
After the goal. What are you looking for there, Al? Shaking the books.
What's our predictions?
On the back of that, don't they?
Is it?
I believe so. We've done predictions at the start of the season, ladies and gentlemen. Are they on the back of that?
Is it on the back of this one?
No, it might be. I don't know. But yes, so Jermaine Defoe, Brighton, Solly March, Pascal Gross? I'm not sure how you pronounce it, even. But he set up the goal for Solly March, and he's been involved now in all four Premier League goals for Brighton this season, 2 goals and 2 assists. So big influence and a big game he had. Jermaine Defoe has now scored against 36 of his 39 Premier League opponents as a fist. It's not a bad record, is it? You know what I mean? He's off the mark for Bournemouth at last. Bournemouth are off the mark in terms of Premier League points this season.
Still don't think they'll be safe, to be honest.
I don't think they will, because against a better side, they could have been 2 or 3 down before they even got near the goals. So it's going to take a big effort for them to turn it around.
The bubble's bursting out.
I think you're right. And for the money he's spent there, Eddie Howe
will be sacked before December.
You think? I think as well.
And Harry will be back.
Harry! He's gone, isn't he? He's gone.
He went, didn't he?
Birmingham didn't last long, did he?
Blame the player, though.
Yeah. Blame the players. The ones he bought, he blamed them.
Yeah.
anyway, it's a cracking win for Bournemouth. All credit to them. They desperately needed to win this game against the team who looks like it's going to be in and around them for the season.
Yeah.
So, vital 3 points at home. But as you said, they still didn't look like anything special to compete against top sides, you know, to get points, which is what they need to stay up this season. We go now, go for a walk, son. You had enough?
Enough.
He's had enough. Ladies and gentlemen, he's walked right off. As we move on to the... he's found his kazoo.
He's broken it, son, have you? Broken it. Oh, it's the one that's been broken ages,
sir. Still works. We've got the kazoo. It's an early one for you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll move on to, Roy's return down at Crystal Palace. Our old mate, Roy Hodgson, going down 1-0 to Southampton. Stephen Davis with a goal. He's done well since he stopped the snooker.
Yeah.
He's really kicked on.
bit of a boring game. I did watch it live.
He's nothing.
I've had some bad luck this week about live games.
Pick the wrong ones, have you said?
Yeah.
Pick the wrong ones. Pick some stinkers. But Stephen Davis' last goal was scored in May 2006, Al. And you think, you know, he's a defensive kind of old player sort of thing. But
so that's news.
Yeah. No, 2016, sorry.
2016.
Yeah, so just over, year and a half, was that, 16, 17 months, whatever it is. And you think a player of his quality,
His calibre.
His, creative ability that he's had during all of his career, really. He just hasn't found the net enough.
Commentating does on BBC, innit?
That's it. It's Hazel Irving, innit? He's too busy.
Not on A1.
Potting his balls, isn't he?
Yeah.
But obviously, the big story was Roy Hodgson's return.
Sent the brown screw back with
a big set. Hodgson now is the third manager in Premier League history to manage a game over 70 years old, Al. There we are, third manager. Who are the other two, Al? Pop quiz, asshole.
Ferguson.
Fergie.
Wenger.
No.
Wenger's not over 70.
He's not, sir. He's not.
Oh, it's got to be Bobby.
Sir Bobby.
Yeah.
God, as we like to call him.
Mm. We will have an exclusive interview later with Roy himself.
Where's Roy? We'll obviously, we know him. We have known him for months, ladies and gentlemen, if you're regular listeners. We always hear from him, and we'll hear from him.
Of course, this means again. We won't be having any more what's Roy rustling up.
No.
Or where's Roy Hodgson, because we know where he is.
We know exactly where he is.
And we know what he's rustling up. A relegation battle.
Exactly. But we will speak to him and see what he can do and see how his thoughts, etc., etc. Palace now, first team in top flight, English top flight history to start with 5 defeats and not score any goals.
Terrible.
It's and as we were talking before we start the next,
put that bird down.
Put that bird down. The next 3 games as well. I think it's the 2 Manchester clubs
yeah.
and Chelsea or something like that. Anyway, 2-3 of the top teams in the league, so it doesn't look like it's going to get any better for them immediately. And unless they improve drastically, if they lose them three, I mean, that'll be eight Premier League games. You're right, son, smelling the pits.
Yeah, I'm all right.
You're right, sir.
Yeah,
you need some of that new roll-on deodorant. I got some the other day. I read the instructions now. it says open top, push up bottom. Well, I couldn't walk for a week, could I? But when I farted, it smelled lovely.
Yeah, so,
silver lining, and it's a silver lining. So, yes, but Southampton as well.
Is that a ball one?
Yeah.
Or for your armpits?
But Southampton, much needed win for them as well. We talk about Bournemouth, Crystal Palace, they needed win. Southampton really could do with this with
Pellegrino.
Yes, he's got a
Mauricio
bit more.
Pellegrino!
Got a bit more attitude about him.
Former Liverpool player.
That's right. But yeah, much needed win for him as well, Southampton. So, be interesting to see how they perform now in the next couple of weeks. They haven't got this win away from home as well. Little bit of a confidence booster because they need to get some points on the board as well. Oh dear, you're right.
Oh God almighty.
You're right.
Bit of a windy pop.
Oh no. But yes, we'll have a chat with Roy later and get his thoughts on all things Palace and Roy Hodgson. All things Roy Hodgson, basically.
Yeah, we'll have to find out a new weekly guest now.
New weekly
segment.
Where we got contacts out, we think we'll get, you know, rummage through your phone books, sir. We'll find someone, no doubt.
What's Mark Bosnich sniffing this week?
Could be anything, couldn't it? Or these Aussies, they'll sniff anything, they don't care.
Lally sniffing detergent, that's right. What?
Oh, this is just Daz. And also coming later on, we didn't mention our brand new tip of the week section.
Tip of the week, yes.
From,
so new, I don't even know about
so
it.
So new, he doesn't even know about it. From
well, you probably told me, and I probably was like, yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. You've got my blessing. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
But yeah, from fantasytalk.com, we'll have that later on anyway. But let's move on to Huddersfield. Where they play? Where they play, huh?
Do you know this tip thing?
The Huddersfield Stadium.
Can we bring back the feelmytip.com thing? Feel the tip.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, you like it. Everyone likes it.
I love feeling your tip.
Feel the tip. Still got it, son.
You never lose it, do you?
Never lose it.
But down to the Huddersfield Stadium. McAlpine, I want to see.
No, John Smith Stadium.
John Smith Stadium. What is the McAlpine then?
McAlpine.
Is that what it's called before John Smith's sponsorship?
Could be.
I'm going to go with it. The John Smith's Stadium. Huddersfield against Leicester. One each. De Poitro? And I don't know how to say this. I really need to, you know.
It's French, isn't he?
I think he's French, but yeah. I mean, the Premier League. Del Potro. The Premier League and the FA really need to bring in these rules now of, you know, English players, British players, that names I can say.
Yeah.
Because this is making me look a fool each and every week now, unless someone I don't know.
Smith.
And Jamie Vardy from the penalty spot. With the equaliser, Huddersfield, another game unbeaten for them.
Yeah.
Another point on the board.
Their loss in the week, first loss against West Ham.
Against West Ham.
At the Bobby Moore Stadium.
That's right, exactly. But they bounced back with a good point at home against Leicester, making home the, I'm going to say it again, the McAlpine.
What have you done to your finger there, son?
Oh,
I just
messed up. Yeah? Oh, don't start up. Got it.
Oh, is the one you sent me a picture you got trapped in the car door?
That's right, yeah.
Well, I don't know why you got trapped in the ice cream, son. Yes, that was a terrible picture, that was.
Yes, it hurts, son. It hurts.
It hurts, eh? I bet I've had it done myself, son.
It does hurt quite
a little. Bitch.
It is, son. My finger's hanging off, son. It's just plaster holding it on now.
I can see.
You know what I mean? Never mind. I battle on. Battle on. Battle hard. Rough tough, I am, son. Yeah. Rough and tough.
Triple hard bastard, you know, son.
Yes. But yes, as we said, great home point. Making, as I said, the McAlpine. Making myself look a fool if that's someone else's ground here. Stick with John Smith's. The John Smith Stadium, a fortress.
Oh, no, Johnny Vegas is...
Johnny Vegas. St Helens. Yeah, that's right. Leicester, decent away point against Huddersfield side who are in form. Vardy with another goal. He's now been involved with 15 goals in the 18 games under Craig Shakespeare. So he's going to hope he stays. And for all your statisticians, that's 12 goals and 3 assists. Make 15. There we go. Maths as well on this. You know what I mean? I'm like Rachel Riley here, son. You know what I mean?
But got nicer legs, isn't it?
Well, it's the mini skirt, isn't it, son?
Yeah.
When I wear a mini skirt, it's a mini skirt. You know what I mean? That's it. That's what it says on the tin. What have we got?
No, the stadium's called the Kirkless Stadium.
No, it's not that.
It is. Kirkless Stadium.
Kirkless, the multi-use complex in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire.
The Captain Kirkless Stadium.
I don't believe it, huh? I don't believe it one bit.
The owners are Kirkless, see?
Oh, right.
So they also play at Huddersfield Giants there.
Oh, yeah, rugby.
Rugby, it's a rugby league, that.
Rugby league, that.
Right, proper rugby, that. Proper rugby.
Oh, six touches. Six tackles.
Known as Johnsiff, due to sponsorship, as multi-use stadium in Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, since 1984.
Even McAlpine, then. It's not Wigan, is it? Where's Wigan play? JGB?
JGB.
McAlpine. McAlpine. Google it.
No, yeah, actually, former name is McAlpine Stadium.
I knew it.
And the Gaff Home Stadium.
Oh, yeah. They're all about sponsorship, honestly, aren't they? Sell us out with the devil, isn't it?
Owners, the Kirkless Metropolitan Council.
Well, there we are. Never heard of them.
Kirkless is a local government district of West Yorkshire, England, governed by Kirkless Council.
Well, there we go.
They're the council owner. Dem's the courts of arms.
Courts of arms? Oh, nice. Courts of arms. Pink Lions. There we are. Something new every week on this show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
History lesson as well. But yeah, so we're at Leicester in the league now.
That's where our Happy Valley is from, isn't it? Huddersfield.
Oh, yeah. With Raquel.
Yeah, fucking brilliant show, that's Happy Valley.
Don't watch it, mate.
Oh, you need to watch it. Both series, mate. It's fucking one of the best TV shows I've ever seen. I'm not even exaggerating.
No?
Do you know what? That's worth paying my TV license for.
You're going to start, are you?
I do, actually. I do pay it.
All right, darling.
Yeah. Quarterly £37.62.
Quarterly, son. Quarterly. But let's move on now up to Anfield now. Liverpool.
Formerly known as the Garbage Pile Stadium.
Two of your favourite teams face each other here, Al. Liverpool against Burnley.
Oh, it's a shame that nothing happened.
One each it finished. I watched this game.
Arfield scored at Anfield.
Arfield at Anfield, sir. You can't write that, can you? Cracking strike on the edge of the box. Defending for Liverpool was absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible, Colonel.
Well, they're fucking atrocious at defending.
And Salah with another goal for Liverpool. We said at the start of the season how important and how what a big influence he'll be on the Liverpool side.
Well, they scored 196 goals since Jurgen Klopp's taken over.
Yeah, and conceded about a million. But, countless people have mentioned it.
Is that poor Pascal Cellini?
No. I think Karen Brady's still got him locked under the stairs.
You're not coming out.
You ain't coming out, love. But, yeah, what were we saying then?
We sacked Salvin Bilic, and you're not getting the fucking job.
Paul. Pipe down, Paul! Yeah. I'm busy! I'm a great woman here, love. But... anyway, Liverpool won, Burnley won, battled hard to a performance. Mo Salah with another goal. Coutinho made his comeback, of course.
Back from his back injury.
His back injury brought on by stress, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fair do. <dude. laughs> Before yesterday as well, they'd won 5 out of the 6 Premier League meetings with Burnley,
yeah,
including the last 3 home games, but they just couldn't find a way through Burnley's defence. Who, once they scored, they shut up shop from the first minute, but once they got their goal, they shut up shop even more. Oof. Obviously, Liverpool equalised quite soon after Burnley scored. But they just couldn't break Burnley down again. Interestingly, Liverpool only the 4th team in Premier League history to now have won 1,000 home points. There we are.
Yeah.
There's knowledge for you, son. And, oh dear. And they actually had 30 more shots on goal than Burnley in the game.
Well, they should be fucking winning
games. They should have. I mean, don't get me wrong, Burnley. I mean, he made some good saves. I mean, players that, you know, they're clearing it off the line. But, you know, to have that many shots and that be that dominant, they should be scoring more than one. They should be, you know, putting 3 or 4 past them. Defensively, again, they were absolutely shocking. I mean, if you put... For instance, if you took that Burnley defence and put it in the Liverpool side, you've got real, real title challenges there.
Yes, they
without
have,
a doubt, you know what I mean? So how he hasn't sorted this out, I mean, we mentioned all last season we said about his defence. You know, his one tactic is outscore the opponent at the moment.
Well, there's one option in the summer was Virgil van Dijk, and they didn't have a backup.
Exactly.
Him or nothing else.
Exactly.
And they didn't win then, so you can't really fucking do that, can you?
How can you not do it?
You go through main one, but at least have 3 or 4 backup defenders you think could come into the team.
Well, exactly. Without doubt. Like you said, with, for example, Man United, who was coming to half-time. We're watching that now, ladies and gentlemen, Super Sunday.
One else, standing goal.
You know, we look at the players they were going for with, you know, Morata, Lukaku, Griez, you know, various strikers, etc. And players from around.
Griezmann, then.
Griezmann. They went for him, didn't they? We're going for him. Linked, heavily linked, anyway. But these are the players, you know what I mean? If, you know, if they didn't get Lukaku, they'd have got someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He identified that position as needing that kind of striker.
Position, yeah,
so if he didn't get one, he was going to get another one. So how, like you said, exactly, how they didn't have a backup option of other centre-backs to bring in
silly, man.
After Van Dijk is absolutely, well, I mean, it's a bit amateurish, isn't it? From the old scouting and management setup, that is. And it'll come back to haunt them because the way they defend, and yes, they can outscore a lot of teams, but the way they defend hasn't improved from last season. And you look at the other teams, big teams in and around them, who have improved this season, and they're going to be blown away from that top 4 or 5, I think, this season, the way it's shaping up at the moment. Unless they buck their ideas up, Sam. That's what they got to do.
Buck them up.
Good. And I know we don't often talk about Burnley or praise them, but you've got to praise them for the start they've had to the season.
Well, they don't have to.
Away games, Al. Beat Chelsea. Yeah. Drew with Spurs away at Wembley. I mean, a lot of, you know, not many teams. And obviously away to Liverpool, a point as well. You know what I mean? For teams like Burnley in the league, in and around them.
Well, they're fucking paying you this week to talk nice about
it. But no, you've got to mention them and you've got to give them credit where it's due. Three
tough
away games.
You want to talk about a fucking good team? Let's talk about the Bower. 3-2 against QPR.
Come on.
Bush.
Oh, up. We don't. That's for the.
Leeds United.
That's for the 72 show. Don't worry about that, son. That'll be all on there.
Fucking Premier League in my heart, son.
But yeah, you've got to give it credit where it's due because 3 games there, 3 tough away games. They've got 5 points from. There's not going to be that many teams in or around them who are going to go there and get results like that and points like that from 3 tough away games. So, ass off to them. Ass off to Sean Dyche.
You know where one?
Huh? Don't you wear one?
You know where one?
No.
That's a fucking lie there. You're lying to the audience.
No, I'm not wearing that. You're right, though. Move on. One more game then before half time. Newcastle 2. Stoke City.
Oh, there's a party up in Geordie Land.
Oh, they're loving it. Christian Atsu, Lascelles. I wish he stopped scoring because I can't say it.
I did see, I heard his name today. And I'm like, Lascelles.
Something like that.
Was, Jamal Lascelles.
Who eventually won it with a winning goal for Newcastle after Shaqiri.
Oh, baby, when you score that
The equaliser for Stoke during the game, but obviously Lascelles come with another header, bullet header, much like you scored last week against Swansea.
Yes.
Same sort of position on the edge of the 6-yard box.
In the league now.
Who's at Newcastle?
Yeah.
They're not, do they?
They're fourth.
Shut up, then.
They're fucking fourth, yeah.
No way. Hey, Rafa's got them going, is he?
They've just won the last three games in a row.
Yeah, of course they have, yeah. Of course they have. What are we thinking in those early days, isn't it?
Fourth. Champions League spot already. Bush.
Bang. Finished the season
fourth
now.
Fourth of the league.
As you said, party in Geordie land. Rafa back in the box, back in the dugout after
training Brock Lesnar.
and Shaqiri. His last six Premier League goals have come from outside the box. So there we are. But no goals elsewhere. No goals for Jesse. Is he playing? Is he starting? Or?
He played last week.
Did he? I've seen him starting. I mean, it's getting a bit disappointing now, Al, because our songs have got to stop.
Yeah, I know.
He hasn't scored. Lingard hasn't scored. Iheanacho hasn't
scored. I know.
Hasn't scored. We haven't had a chance to do any of our songs.
I know.
You know what I mean? The fans.
It's almost like they deliberately not scoring. Stop the singing.
Stop the singing. Who would do that? Who would do that?
The bastards.
But yes, you've got to, as you said, the first couple of games we saw Newcastle, really, really negative, really hustle and bustle, chucking tackles in, roughing the sides up rather than playing football as you expect under a good Benitez side. But as last three wins seems to have turned it around now. Hopefully a bit of confidence. The thing is, they need their strikers now to start scoring the goals, really. Because, Lascelles isn't going to score every week, is he?
No.
I mean, Christian Atsu has got so much potential, but he's never been a regular goal scorer. I know he's more of a winger than a striker.
Jocelyn, he looked a tidy player.
Yes, but again, he's not a prolific goal scorer, is he? You know what I mean? So, but if they can get some, if he can find form, or Dwight Gayle, if he comes back in, what's his name? Mitrovic, is it Mitrovic?
Yeah.
Always gets sent off. If one of them can start, banging in goals, maybe get 15 goals, Premier League goals this season, then they're well on target for a good, top half finish. Like, especially as we know Newcastle, when the fans get behind them and they're playing well, it's a very intimidating place for teams to go and play. And, great for those Newcastle players to have them fans with them, rather than booing them or just waiting for something to happen, if they're with them from the start and push them on. Much like West Ham sort of thing, when they're at home, West Ham sort of they have to attack, sort of they have to go for it a bit because the fans demand it so much, and they push you on even more than you'd like to sometimes. But there we are.
I hope it's the start of new things for Newcastle. I hope you see them up there at the end of the season.
Well, it'd be nice, obviously, especially on the budget as well they've had.
Yeah.
I've always liked Benitez as a manager.
Yeah,
it just seems like a good guy, knowledgeable football coach, and gets the best out of his players. As we saw with Liverpool, the miracles he pulled off there with the European Cup, etc. Valencia before that, fantastic time over there, Napoli, you know what I mean? So,
not so much for it,
and we all know, what a big club it is, really. You know, they always say the sleeping giant sort of thing, and who knows? Hopefully, you can wake it up. So, that, ladies and gentlemen, is half time for our friend.
Wake up now.
Wake up now. Who's that? That's. Aqua, that is. Aqua. Dr. Jones.
Is it?
Wake up now, Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Calling Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones.
Where are you?
Wake up now.
Wake up now,
yeah. There we are. A bit of Aqua. You know why? Because the little one's got Aqua on her playlist now on the iTunes. Oh, on the iTunes music, whatever it's called, isn't it? So we've got to listen to that most days. Barbie Girl.
Yeah, I got on my iPod fucking playlist 70 songs. Mind you, the other day I had my playlist on and she was loving the Number of the Beast. I made that. Yeah, she's singing along to it. 666, the number of the best. Beast.
Beast, love, get it right. Goodness sake. But that is half time on a Premier League review. Oh, give us a review. There we are. Go on. Hey, what's going?
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen.
Bit of West Side Story for everyone there.
No one plays a kazoo like you said.
Oh, no.
It is.
One day I'll start playing it with my lips instead of my arms.
More entertaining for me. Yeah. I know they can't see it, Al, but I can, son. And it just keeps my morale up for the second half, you know what I mean?
Oh, Rooney almost fucking scored.
Rooney almost scored there. David Achea with a great save. And but still 1-0 still to Manchester United. Second half just kicking off. But as it's half time, let's run through a few things. And we want to mention the V2 Football website. V2Football.com. Get on that for all articles, interviews, and a catch up with all the latest podcasts from the website, including the 72 show, much like us, review show of all things Football League rather than Premier League. And this last week, they had a special guest on, Craig Hinton.
The Craig Hinton,
ex Birmingham, Kidderminster, Bristol Rovers, Northampton, to mention a few, to chat all things Football League and a bit about his career. So check that out. Fantastic. Listen, you've got the V2 Football Podcast, the original podcast on the website. All things world news and a quiz and plenty of laughs. And news.
Not as much as last week.
And debate. Yeah. No. I'm sure there's no one poking each other with lightsabers and playing kazoos out their bumbles on their show. You don't get that anywhere else.
That's quality.
I guarantee you don't get it.
That's licensed payers quality, that is.
It is. Don't forget to look out for the Hipster's Guide to Europe. Of course, all things European football. I think it's monthly, so the episode might be coming up very soon. You have as well, of course, got the Broken But Glorious, the new wrestling podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Reviewing all the pay-per-views and...
they know nothing. They're like Jon Snow.
And...
know nothing.
All wrestling news.
William Regal.
All wrestling news.
Best British wrestler.
From around... All wrestling news.
It's so bad. Oh, it's an understatement.
All wrestling news from around the world, not just WWE. You've got New Japan, British wrestling,
Old Japan.
You know,
vintage Japan,
Middle Japan, Young Japan,
Ancient Japan.
Yes, but yeah. So check out all of those, and of course we are sponsored by ArtOfFootball.com. And as we said before, they're handcrafted designs that try to emulate the blue beauty of those split-second moments, the moments you never forget, as they look to capture the energy, passion and euphoria that erupts from that one magical kick of a football. And they only produce a limited number of each design. So your T-shirt, like any good piece of art, are exclusive and completely original. ArtOfFootball.com, at ArtOfFootball on Twitter. Search them on Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, enter the promo code ASHANAL and get yourselves 10% off, ladies and gentlemen. And now, before we get on, crack on with the second half, we have teamed up, ladies and gentlemen, with Fantasy Tote.
What's that?
I shall explain all now. FantasyTote.com, at Fantasy Tote on Twitter. It's basically pool betting now.
So pools?
not the little ones, not the pools. Oh. Not the pools. Basically...
Spot the ball,
exactly what it is though. Spot Alan Ball, 6 foot under. There we go. Can't say that. But anyway, Fantasy Tote is it's an online weekly fantasy football betting site based on pool betting, where all bets are placed in a single large pool that is shared between the winners. Now, users have the opportunity to win bigger prizes than with traditional fantasy sites. They offer four exciting game modes to choose from, including Dream Team, Five-A-Side, Star Club and Star Player. The games run on a weekly basis with no season-long commitment, where users, that's you, put their football knowledge to the test and choose from real-time players and clubs and compete against other football fans from around the world. Now, if you're new to it, if you never get on it, pool betting basically is a couple of things. So each person, you make your selection, decide how much you want to bet, and do it, and that's it, you're in, basically. And all bets go into one large, big pool, which is then split between the winners. So there we are, that's a simple explanation.
I won't pay no attention to
it. Of course it is gambling, ladies and gentlemen, so, you know.
Once the fun stops...
Stop. Once the fun stops, stop. So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, bet responsibly, gamble away.
Bet responsibly.
And all that jargon. And later on, we will have, of course, our tip of the week from Fantasy Tote as well, ladies and gentlemen. So,
what's the tip of the week?
It's between my legs, son. I felt that. Huh? There's a felt tip. It's a red one, son. I got it. Yes, so we'll look out for that, ladies and gentlemen. We've got that coming up later, after the second half. So tip of the week, we're not telling you. We're not telling you to go and put this bet on. But, you know, if you want to do it, do it.
Suggestion.
You know what I mean?
Suggestion.
This, it's not our tip of the week. This is straight from Fantasy Talk as well. So it's not coming from us. So, there's some actual knowledge and basis behind this that could be a good tip. It's not coming from us.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Basically.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, let's crack on with the second half before we get to that tip of the week and the BMAC quiz and everything like that still to come. So I'll kick us off for the second half then, Al. There we go. And we'll kick off down at Watford, Al. Oof. Like Watford kicked off quite a lot. Yes.
Oh, Walton was there.
Yeah, was he there? Was he there?
In the stands.
Oh, his boys took a hammer in. Watford nil. Manchester City, six.
Six of the best.
Dear.
Was that Aguero hat-trick?
Aguero hat-trick. Jesus with another one. Otamendi.
Jesus!
and Sterling from the penalty spot. An absolute demolition job on Watford. On a Watford side who've been in cracking form under the Marco Silva.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a surprise. You know, you do expect Man City have really sort of really playing well under Pep all season, really. They seem to have found his system, the players, and accepted what they need to do under him.
Aguero and Jesus.
What a partnership, isn't it?
So they've seemed to be linking up very well.
So, but yeah, even the four Man City are in, you don't expect them to go to Watford, who are in similarly good form, and just absolutely take them apart. 6-0. 6-0 winners. Jesus, of course, is not at now. I mean, his stack gets better and better every week at the moment. Jesus involved in 15 goals in 15 Premier League games. So it's 11. He scored 11 and set up 4.
Got me 8 points yesterday.
8 points in a dream team. Oh, he's one to have, isn't he? He's one to have. So, yes. And Aguero then. Another hat-trick, Al. Here, son. Pop quiz. Another pop quiz, asshole. 6 hat-tricks now in the Premier League that Sergio Aguero scored. Only 4 players have scored more, Al.
Can you name him?
Alan Shearer, bang. Top of the pile with 11.
Matt Letizia,
no. Not on the list, Sam.
Dwight York.
No.
Andy
on
Cole.
No. Not on the list.
Ronaldo.
Oh, he's not on the list, Al.
Fucking hell. Terry Sheridan.
No. How can you not? Come on, Al. Next one's going to be right. It's got to be bang on the next one. It's got to be.
Wayne Rooney.
No.
Lukaku.
No.
Thomas Brolin.
No.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
No.
Thierry Henry.
Yeah, Thierry Henry.
Des Bergkamp.
No.
Didier Drogba.
No.
Diego Costa.
No, you're terrible at this, Al. More than 6 Premier League hat-tricks. Now, come on, Al. Think how long Aguero's been in the Premier League just to get 6.
Robbie Fowler.
There we go, with 9. One more, Al.
Michael Owen,
there we go. He's got it. Yes, Alan Shearer tops the pile, 11 Premier League hat-tricks. Robbie Fowler with 9. Michael Owen and Thierry Henry both with 8. There we are.
Thierry Henry.
And they have now, Man City now, become only the 4th side in English top flight history to win back-to-back away games by more than 5 goals, or 5 goals or more.
Well, cut off my legs and call me shorty. He's still alive,
Bobby Charlton.
Look at
him. He is, man. He's going strong, is Bobby. Don't worry about that.
He's 40 yards, it was. 40 yards. Top of the net.
Top corner.
He
loves it. But yeah, Manchester City looking so strong as well. Of course, the Champions League is intermingled now with the Premier League games. Who do they play in the midweek?
Man U.
No, Manchester City.
Feyenoord.
Is that
Feyenoord?
No.
PSV Eindhoven. 4-0, isn't it?
4-0, I believe, yeah. So, I mean, they're doing well on all fronts. As we said, we've got Aguero and Jesus. I think a lot of people thought Pep didn't really fancy Aguero.
Well, he's just playing hard to get, isn't he?
He's playing hard to get, son. Being arrogant. So, I mean, everyone was assuming that Jesus was going to be up front on his Todd, basically, with the three attacking players behind him. But he's playing...
his disciples behind him.
His disciples, son. But he's playing the two of them as a partnership more often than not now. I think there's one game maybe he left Aguero out, didn't he?
Didn't John Stone get a couple this week as well, didn't he? Fastest Champions League goal ever, huh?
Who?
John Stone.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got a couple, didn't
you? John the Baptist Stone.
I thought you were going to say something else.
John the Baptist Stone.
John the Bastard Stone.
Jesus. I think I've other biblical names for the Man City squad. I did.
Well, they lost Jesus in Nazareth, didn't they? Can't have two Jesus anymore. No. Can't have two in one place, son.
Can't. Too many Jesus spoils the broth.
That's right, son. I mean, he's playing them off. You wonder then if that's going to be his plan, is to have two up front. I mean, who is there to come in and replace one or the other if one gets injured, suspended or something? I know he can change the system and just have one up front.
Niall Quinn, huh?
Niall Quinn. He's still there, is he?
Like, Quinn, he's still in there.
I didn't realise he was still there. If he's still there.
And Steve Lomas.
Well, he's more of a midfielder, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But I know what you mean, Al. I know what you mean. Obviously, you've always got Paul Dickoff to bring on last minute. Dickoff. But, you know.
One chop. Follow one chop, A.
One chop. There's only the one goat. Chop. Who?
The goat.
The goat. Feed him, son. He'll score. George Weir. He was Man City.
George Weir. No, he weren't.
He did. He played at Man City.
George Weir never played in the Premier League, you twat.
Did he?
No.
Who am I thinking of then? Not, I know he's not his cousin.
Southampton. Christopher Weir.
No, but...
George Weir. Premier League.
Shut up. Google it.
George Weir never played in the Premier League.
Google it.
Oh, God, what's this?
Interesting fact about George Weir is he's a librarian. Oh no, sorry, he's Libyan, ladies and gentlemen. Google it, Al. I'm sure he played for him. Paul played for Man City, George Weir did.
George Weir never played for Man City.
Huh? Google it, son. Do you know, there'll be, both George of our Weir. Listeners now will be screaming in their headphones saying, yes he did, Ashley's right. Without a doubt. Come on, son.
Finding it now.
Come on, because we got three nil nils to talk about. Oh, I'm too
George
excited,
Weir,
son. I'm too excited.
Okay, he played for...
Go on, him. Run through his career.
He played for Chelsea.
Chelsea, that's who he played for. I knew it was blue.
Monaco, Paris Saint-Germain, Milan, Chelsea on loan. Oh, he did play for Manchester City.
Ah, he told you, son.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Fucking hell, how did I not know that?
I knew it. Who was their manager? I think it was either Pierce, maybe the manager, wasn't he?
Fucking hell, that passed me by. Scored 3 goals for Chelsea in 11 appearances, and he played for Man City 7 times.
There we are, son, I knew it. Thank you very much.
He actually ended his career with the TV channel Al Jazeera.
Did he? Yeah. Reporter, was he?
Yeah, he played 8 times. Played 8 times for him, scored 13 goals.
That's not bad for a reporter, is it?
Yeah,
no. It's going the same way as Lineker, obviously.
Yeah.
But there we are. So I was right. Apologise. Apologise now.
I do apologise.
There we go. Thank you very much.
And he's a cousin of Christopher Ray.
Yes.
Who played for Arsenal.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
And he is a librarian.
Yes. I know. But we'll move on then, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got some exciting games to talk about here. We've got the Wobbly Derby. West Bromwich Albion. Wankers Barson Arsenal against the Amers West End.
Hey, Irons.
And it was 0-0. Move on.
As you expect with West Brom.
Yes, at home. We've got to mention Gareth Barry, of course, equaling Giggsy's record.
Giggsy Wiggsy, dropped the shoulder. Where's the ball? In the back of the net.
In the back of the net, son. Don't worry. You don't get that with Gareth Barry. No chance. But still, 632 games or something like that.
32, I think, yeah.
Equaling Giggs, obviously, he'll bring that in the next appearance. No real major talking points, maybe.
What if he doesn't? What if he has a serious injury?
Ooh.
Yeah, training this week. Life, career, ending life injury.
Ending injury. But,
Giggsy. Taking him out.
Oh, the sniper, son. Elijah Chuck Norris, don't worry about that. Maybe, you could argue...
Who's this coming on for Man United?
Who's that? Marcus Rashford coming out 61st
minute. Marcus Rashford and Sons.
I believe it is...
Is it our friend?
It's our friend now. Who was it, Al?
Is it?
Who is it?
It's
Jesse paint a picture of how it's going to be.
Linkford.
Go on, Jesse. Score a goal, son. We'll sing again for you. Yeah, he loves it. Jesse loves it.
He loves it.
He tweets us all
he's
the time.
He's always tweeting about us.
Loves us. He can't get enough. But yes, I mean, a bit of a talking point. Brent Foster come out. He had a yellow card, I think. People are saying, oh, should he have been sent off? High foot, I think it was, blah, 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 because of, you know, obviously Mane last week is still in everyone's in mind. That was the most controversial thing that happened during the game, really. It's a game that the only person who's going to remember it is Gareth Barry.
Big Barry just dropped his pie when he was walking back to the stand at half-time.
Yeah.
I know that. His wife Sheila wasn't impressed.
No, because she bugsied the pastry. See?
Yeah, yeah. He likes the inside of the pie.
Barry likes the meat and gravy.
Big Barry.
Sheila loves the pastry.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the pastry.
Love the pastry, love. But yeah, the only one who's going to remember this is Gareth Barry, basically, this game. West Ham, you can say, West Brom been in good form this season as well. So, decent away point. Clean sheet for West Ham. Bit of an improvement now.
I love when you have a clean sheet.
It doesn't happen very often.
Nah.
The older you get, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, that's the only positive really for West Ham. Obviously, a away point, clean sheet, which second one in a row now. Yep, Huddersfield, it's 2-0 against Huddersfield, was that Monday night?
Yes.
So two clean sheets now for Joe Hart.
You know, well done, Joe.
Best England keeper in the world now, isn't he? He's up there now, isn't he? Evening kickoff then. We've got Tottenham Hotspurs 0, Swansea City 0 at Wembley Stadium.
No.
Go on.
Tottenham in a week had a good result.
Oh, cracking. What a game that was as well.
Yes.
What a game.
And I missed every single goal.
Oh, did you?
You texted me, didn't
right,
you? Yeah, I was having a poo. Forgot to turn the TV on. And then you said, oh, it's a cracking game. So I'm running into the living room.
2-1.
Knickers behind my ankle. Like, What's going on? And then, 2-1! 2-1! Oh. And then right, in the second half, I'm going to make a cup of tea. It's going to die down a bit now.
Yeah.
Go and make a cup of tea. Oh, okay! For fuck's sake.
Yeah, what a game. That was, you know, very exciting game.
Oh, look at that. Look at this.
What have we got?
Ashley Williams
just pushed
Mata.
Very lucky. Outside, just on a yard outside the box. A yellow card for Williams. Obviously realised the danger. And dangerous, very dangerous free kick now for Manchester United.
Yeah, Mata.
Is it one Mata taking it? Lingard takes a good free kick.
Mata.
Oh, it's... No, bring me Mkhitaryan. And one Mata over the ball. Mata, of course, ready with a left foot. It's more of a right footer's angle for Mkhitaryan. But let's see...
Valencia there on the edge of the box.
Ready. He's ready, isn't he? He's on his own.
Give me a double, boys. Give me the double.
Come on, I've scored, man. Square it to
there
me.
There we go. Blow the whistle, ref.
Here we go.
Mata!
Off the post and behind for Jagielka for the corner.
But hit the post, was it? The post? Or was it Pickford safe?
Oh, I think it was post. He was well away.
Oh, yes, he hit the post. Unlucky son.
Hit the post.
Shame that didn't go away because he would have got me more points.
He would have got you more points.
Because Mata, my star man.
In your dream team, son.
Yeah, he got me 195 points last season.
For £3 million, he's a bargain, isn't he?
Oh, I know.
You can't get better than that. But yes, so Wembley Stadium, Spurs failed to win again. Everyone's going to be talking about this again for another week.
The curse!
Again!
The curse of Wembley! Turn back before it's too late! Turn back, Harry Kane, Dele Alli, turn back!
And the curse is...
The curse!
It's getting worse, Alan, because not only are they not winning, they're not scoring now, son. First Premier League home game without scoring since January last year, 2016. What's that? I don't know, 18 months, something like that. It's a lot now. It's a lot. It's a lot, anyway. Swansea, decent enough defensively, which was a good showing. But then, obviously, it was against Spurs at Wembley, so that's not saying much. So, you know, everyone's going to turn him over, aren't they? But, you know, you can say, I mean, Harry Kane hit the bar. They had chances, but Swansea defence held firm. The one thing you can say about Swansea, I mean, we said that I think the first week of the season we predicted they'd have a very good defence, because Clement come in as one of the first things he did is just solid them up, get them solid at the back. But there's just nothing for them in that final third. They're not creating anything. There's nothing, no real runs in behind. I mean, Tammy Abraham's bare, but he's still young. He's got to learn, you know, how to make these runs against experienced Premier League defenders. And obviously they need the players there who can pick the pass out and find him as well. So, I mean, Swansea, you'd assume they're a bit safe with their defence this year, but they need to start finding a net. And
Who's Annette?
Annette, the tea lady.
Oh.
She went missing weeks ago. They haven't found her, son. Mm. Everyone's worried sick.
Huh? Wembley's a big place.
It is. and of course you had ex-Swansea player Llorente coming on for Spurs.
Ooh, about the Swansea fans are going, ooh, you rotter.
Oh, yeah, you rotter.
You rotter. Because that's how we speak here in Swansea.
Yeah. You rotter, Llorente.
Aye, bloody card. Atlas shambles. You shower shit.
Rhubarb.
Rhubarb. Of course, that's all us Welsh speakers like.
Yes. But, and Llorente is actually the oldest outfield player
in Premier League history,
to play under Pochettino at Spurs.
Is he?
32 years old and 200 odd days.
Never.
Which is quite the thing, really. You know, just goes to show how much faith he puts into his young players and building a young squad.
Oh, young man! Young man!
That's what he's like. What he's like, isn't it? But yeah, I mean,
come sit down, young man.
But another 0-0. We'll move on, Ed. Super Sunday. Obviously, we're about 2/3 now through Manchester United Everton. But the early kickoff was, of course, Chelsea against Arsenal. 0-0.
I fell asleep. I had a terrible sleep last night. Didn't sleep that well. So I fell asleep watching it.
Did you have a bit, son? Keep you up to date, son?
No, son. No? I haven't had a bit for years.
I nearly had a bit, son.
Did you?
Oh. Had a few sherbets, had a few drinks in it. I said, oh, yeah, love, come on. She said, oh, you only ever want sex when you're drunk. I said, that's not true. Sometimes I want a kebab. Anyway, killed the mood. I didn't want it anyway. No talking points, really. David
kebab instead.
Yeah. I did, literally, Sam.
Beef one.
David Luiz sent off for Chelsea.
Dirty bastard.
Chelsea now, discipline has gone out the window this season. As many red cards this season in the last five Premier League games than the previous 73 games.
Conte's gone.
Conte's gone out the door.
That's it.
Out the door.
He's pissed on his Mr. Chips. Yes. He's out by the time of Christmas time.
There we are. Ooh, they'll bring in Diego Simeone.
Die.
Come in.
Diego Simeone.
Every time you see a report in the paper, oh, he's going to leave Madrid soon, or the end of the season, he's going to leave Madrid. And he keeps signing these new contracts.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on there?
Yeah,
like,
probably no one came in for him.
No, exactly. That's what it is, isn't it? No one's coming in for
him. I'm Diego Simeone. No one's come in for me. I must sign a new contract.
But you look, I mean, obviously, you know, look, he's probably not going to go, but obviously at the start of the season there was this thing about him and the board. Obviously they didn't get the players in he wanted, etc, etc. So if he goes, who would come in? You've got Simeone maybe, they'd have to pay big money for.
Gus Hendricks, he usually comes in.
Gus Hendricks. But other than that, you know, worldwide manager-wise, who would come in and do a good job?
Eddie Newton.
There we are. I didn't even cross my mind, son. Eddie Newton. Problem solved, Chelsea. I think he's already there as a youth coach.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to bring in any paid compensation. No. Bang on, Al. Eddie Newton, next Chelsea manager. Fantastic. Experience, son.
Yeah.
FA Cup winner. Scored in the final, didn't he?
Yeah.
Scored in the final. But there we are. Yes, but as we said, disciplinary gone out the window. And it's ended a run, much like Spurs. a long run of scoring at home. 23 games they went, Chelsea, with scoring. Now, obviously, that run has ended. And Arsene Wenger now played 59 games against Chelsea, the most he's faced of any opponent. So there we are.
Thank you.
So there we are. I think he's got one more in him. And that's it.
Yeah.
They've already started the Wenger out. But they had some good chances, Arsenal. The better chance in the game.
Very solid Arsenal, did actually.
But it's the thing is, like, even to an extent, the commentators, you know, I mean, Arsenal, you know, they slag, you know, all this, it's a circus sometimes, you know, involving Wenger, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the media and the sideshow with Wenger out, this, that, and the other, and the stick that he gets. Especially, obviously, after the beating from Liverpool as well.
Very good result in the week, 3-2.
Good result in the week. Cracking result, though, yeah. But it's the commentators.
The Emirates that night did. Fucking stink. It was like a tots boudoir. It was against Cologne.
Love it. But yeah, it's just like, even us as well, the support, not, you know, we don't support Arsenal, as football fans or whatever. There's still a massive club.
Yeah.
A huge club with some fantastic players, but you're surprised when they get a result like this and play so well against another top club. I don't know why. You're just surprised when they come out and say, oh, they actually played well. Like, they had a good game against them.
Yeah, you're right. I think
do you know what I mean?
Henri said it before the game.
Was it?
He said, you talk about Arsenal, if they have the good results, it's a surprise because they're the underdogs now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if they lose, I know I can. You know, we can back that up with stats.
Yeah.
But if I say to you, I think Arsenal are going to win, I can't back that up with any stats.
No. It is so weird, though. Fair dues, Henri. He talks some sense, that boy.
He does, doesn't he? He's a good lad, that Terry.
Oh, good. Terry Henry. I agree with him. And here I are, Al. Another one, son. I know I quizzed you twice already, son.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a big one, son. 8 players.
Fucking hell.
Who have played for Chelsea and Arsenal in Premier League.
Fabregas,
there's one.
Perchek,
that's two.
Willem Gallas,
he's on it. He's got 3 out of the 8 already, straight off the bat. He hasn't even got one wrong.
Ooh, here we go.
Go on. Nope, gone, son.
Martin Keogh, did he play for Chelsea?
No.
He joined Arsenal.
I can't think. Is that not? No, it wasn't Palace. Palace made it. I don't know. To be honest with you, I do not know. I should know. I remember him playing in
David Seaman.
No, not David Seaman, son.
He played for Chelsea. He had a try.
Did he?
Yeah.
Anyway, shall I tell you, Al?
Yeah, go on.
Right. So you had Fabregas. You had Gallas. You had Cech. So we have got Nicholas Anelka, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah. Incredible sulk.
Cashley Cole.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Cashley Cole. Diarra, the midfielder. Went and played for Real Madrid as well. Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Him. What's his name? What's his first name? It's not Mohamed Diarra.
Mohamed?
No, I don't know.
Papa. Papa Diba Hama Papa.
Yeah, maybe. Yossi Benayoun.
Oh, yeah, I had that. I fucking quizzed you on that one.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Anelka and...
Because it was players who played...
For Arsenal, Chelsea and
Liverpool. That's right. And the last one, Al, who is Emmanuel Petit.
Fuck yeah.
I wouldn't have got him. See, I wouldn't have said that.
Emmanuel Petit.
Yeah, you don't think, do you? But anyway, that, ladies and gentlemen, that's full time. On the Premier League review, ladies and gentlemen. So, that's not the end of the fun, ladies and gentlemen. Still to come, we've got our tip of the week, exclusive tip of the week from Fancy Tote. We got the beer mat quiz. And, of course, we'll have a quick word with Roy, if we can get him on the line as well, to talk all things for one last time. Talk with our mate, old Roy. Yes. What's the matter, Al? What's
another message.
Oh, he's got a message, ladies and gentlemen. We'll crack on while you're doing that. But as we said, mentioned before, Fantasy Talk, ladies and gentlemen, it's pool betting sort of thing. Get on there, fantasytalk.com, at Fantasy Talk on Twitter, search for Facebook, Instagram. Also, I think there's a YouTube channel out there as well, which you haven't got the address on me, but I will find for you at a later date. But here we go. So basically, pool betting. Basically, each week they'll have three or four featured fixtures for the five-a-side pool betting. And we're going to announce them exclusively now, Al.
Oh, we are then?
They're usually announced after all the games this week, ready for the lead-up next weekend. But because of our link-up with them, we will be announcing it exclusively right now. So the three to four featured games, three featured games, in next week's five-a-side for the Fantasy Tot will be Manchester City against Crystal Palace, Leicester against Liverpool, and Arsenal against West Brom. Now, one tip as well, they have the star player, which will not be won this week, as no one backed Sergio Aguero, so the pot actually rolls over into next week, giving all players starting odds of 100 to 1. So you can't say better than that, really.
Fantastic odds.
And obviously with Manchester City playing Liverpool at home at the Etihad, Fantasy Talks tip for the star player next week will be Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus.
Nice.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we can't tell you to do it. We're not telling you to do it.
No.
It's your, bet responsible, gamble away.
It's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Straight from Fantasy Tote. Get on it if you may. But of course, as we said, gamble away. When the fun stops.
Stop.
Stop. So, that is that done out of the way. Let's have a look now. Move on now to the beer mat quiz. And I think you're 1-0 up. Still 1-0 up. We both had them wrong last week, I think. So you're still 1-0 up. Or are you
still? Yes, I'm still 1-0 up.
Still 1-0 up. Alex is. But the beer mat quiz, basically, the premise is we have an unlimited number of beer mats, each with some football questions on each. We pick a card each, ask each other the questions, hope you get yours right, and of course, hope they get theirs wrong. So, Al, in the best 80s comedian voice, pick a card, any card. Pick a card, any card. What card do you want?
I love that card there.
You have that card, there we go. That's you sorted now. Don't show me that card, but show anyone else that card in the room. Show it to the camera. There we go. Right. So, I think, Al, that I asked you first
last
week.
So,
you can ask me this week first, Al. Hopefully for me to draw level, one each, but
right. You ask me first.
I'll ask you first.
This time.
All right, I'll ask you first then, Al. Here we go. Are you ready? So in 2017, there's been four players that have made their debuts for England. Can you name them?
Four players. Made their debut for England in this year.
In this year, 2017. I think they're 2017. I'm 10 years out, all podcast, yeah? But yes, four players made a debut this year for England. Can you name them? Quite a tough one, this.
It is quite a toughie.
I don't know if we got this from the hard, difficult section of the B-mats. I don't know.
The youngsters. Oh, I don't know. Mine's gone a blank.
Mine's gone a blank.
Oh, here we go.
Mine's gone a blank.
No.
Gone.
Who's this one?
Right. Four players are Michael Keane from Burnley.
Michael Keane.
Well, he was from Burnley at the time.
Yeah.
Obviously, Everton now. Nathan Redmond, Southampton. James Ward-Prowse. Southampton. And Kieran Trippier.
Kieran Trippieri.
You know the way Trippieri, Kieran.
No, I don't. Ask me another question.
Right. So you're still on one, Al. This is, so it's all on me to pull
it's
it back.
It's all on you, Ashley Cover.
So get it to one each.
It's all on you. Right, name the four players whose surnames begin with the letter T who have played in the Premier League for Manchester United.
Beginning with T?
Yeah. It's only four. Only four players.
Bloody hell. It's a tricky one, that is.
I know.
Four players in the Premier League play for Man United. My gosh. I would say if you want to play along at home, ladies and gentlemen, you can pause it, but I could be some time, so you can just leave it run if you want.
I'm going to yawn to give it some atmosphere.
Oh, I tell you what, I'll check your eyes on.
No, 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 funny. We both had questions with name four players.
Yeah. I tell you what, I'm gonna have to give up because there's nothing coming to mind. It'll take me that long to think of one. No chance of thinking of four.
Bad day for me remembering stuff.
Jesus, that's a tricky one, that is.
Too much crack last night.
Did you have a bit? Did you get lucky?
Yeah.
Go on, Al, I give up then. I can't
Massimo
do it.
Massimo Taibbi.
Oh, come on now.
Carlos Tevez.
Oh. It's so easy, isn't it?
Ben Thornley.
Yeah.
And Soran Torzek.
No.
I don't know Zoran.
Oh, he's the winger, wasn't he? Of course he was. Young winner. Torzek. They had him from Partizan Belgrade. Really done something. See, I do know stuff. I do.
Hey, dance.
Oh, how can you not keep Tevez? For fuck's sake.
I know.
So easy when you know the answer, isn't it?
I know.
And Taibbi. Yeah, God, you just can't think of the pressure that was. Pure pressure.
Nice ovation there for Rooney coming off.
Yeah,
standing nice ovation from ovation. The Manchester United supporters.
Fully deserved from him. Fair dues. Go and have a drink, Ray. He deserve it. But yeah, that's the end of the Beerback quiz. So, special guest now, ladies and gentlemen. We heard from him each and every week for the last few months. And this is one last time where we can have a quick chat now, because he's a very busy man, to Mr. Roy Archinow. Roy!
Oh, what, boss?
How are you?
I'm all right, boss. I'm just feeding the eagle at the moment.
Just feeding the eagle?
Have you seen it? Look at it. It's a beautiful thing.
Feed the eagle.
Look at it. Come on.
Do you know, if you feed the eagle, he will score, Roy.
Well, I'll fucking hope so. No one misses. A waste of space been techie.
No. Good hard work on your hands here, Roy.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, boys. I think I made a massive mistake.
Yes.
I left you. You pay me a reasonable wage. And I've gone to Crystal Palace and the shit hit the fan straight away yesterday.
It hasn't.
I didn't know where I was at the end of the game. I was wandering around. Yeah. Well, it's a disaster. Oh, look, Manchester United just scored.
Oh,
yes. I wish my fucking team scored.
They don't get many, right?
They don't.
They haven't scored all season, so you're going to have to turn.
McIntyre scored, boys.
So you're going to have to turn that around. What you need to do, Roy, obviously we know firsthand, regular listeners will as well, all your fantastic cooking, the recipes you'll have to get in the...
Yeah, well,
change all their diets, get them going.
Well, this week I've given Benteke some raisins.
Yeah.
I said, you eat them raisins.
Yeah. Did he eat them?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good. Keep it up then. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows? We all know what happened to him.
Wayne Hennessy, he enjoys my weather too, eh?
He enjoyed it, did he?
He was loving that.
Yes.
He was.
It was. Well, I mean, who knows? We could. Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll always welcome him back to the Arsenal podcast.
Well, I do technically still have a contract with you, boys.
I know, we're still paying you, Roy. I know that.
Well,
for nothing. But
well, I tell you what, boys, with international breaks, I come back.
Oh,
I tell you what, boys, crystal balls.
That's very good of you, Roy.
I'll tell you what, my first prediction, boys.
Go on.
Boys, crystal balls, first prediction, our Crystal Palace will be relegated.
Oh, there we go.
Because I can't do a fucking job, boys.
Just taking the money, you're right. Retirement fund.
I should have just carried on with you all that.
Never. Hey.
Travelled the world, cooking food with ours in.
If things don't turn out like they did under De Boer, we're happy to have you back each and every
week.
He's
a crazy Dutch bastard.
He is indeed. We're hoping to speak to him 1 week soon, without a doubt.
Well, because it's the last time, boys, I'm going to be on the show for a while.
Yeah.
I've made you a lovely rhubarb custard.
Oh, amazing.
Rhubarb custard for you, boys.
Delicious. Thank you very much, Joy. We'll enjoy that and be...
I did it yesterday, doing the game. It was so boring. I said to Semi Lee, I'm going to make some rhubarb custard for my boss. I will Bob Crumble, a custard from a boss.
Good, thank you, mate. Well, we appreciate it, like, you know what I mean?
I really, I should have stayed at the bench, that's why we probably lost.
No,
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't blame you, really. But yeah, we'll enjoy that, and we'll gobble that down with a mouthful, thinking of you, Roy.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
And we'll speak to you soon, obviously, international break, Roy.
International break, oh, we'll be back.
There we go.
Like the Terminator.
We'll see you soon, Roy. Thank you very much.
Sure, Dad, see you soon.
There we go, fantastic to hear from Roy. One last time.
How am I going to get out of here?
Just that door, just the brown door.
Cheers, brown door. Bye, boys.
Bye. There we go, fantastic to hear from Roy. I tell you what, fans will be disappointed.
It was a big hit with us.
Big hit, especially the foodies.
Yeah.
They loved it, son.
Well, Roy's recipe of rhubarb custard will be online at the end of the week.
Yes, no doubt, B2 football recipe B2 section.
Copy, yeah.
B2 recipe.
It's not bad, we got four recipes from us.
That's not bad. It's so popular. I mean, I had at least three people come up to me and say, oh, you know, recipe, you got a recipe. One especially said, Have you got a recipe? I'm looking for a good recipe. He said, with like a fish in a herb sauce. I said, look, I don't think this is the time or the place.
It's like we set this up. It's like we write this before we do the podcast, but we don't.
It's off the cuff, son.
It's off the cuff.
But yes, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That is the end of the Ashnell Premier League podcast for this week. Don't forget to check out V2 Football and all the other podcasts. Check out artoffootball.com and, of course, get yourself some fantasy talk. Make a bit of money. Why not, don't it?
You don't have to.
Don't have to. Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
But when a fan stops, stop.
Bet responsibly. Should have got Ryan to do that.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that. Never mind. International break, we'll have him on. But, yes, so, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for this week. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a good week.
And be lucky.